Hello, this is Louis Bird. This is Louis Bird. Do you hear me? This is Louis Bird. Do you hear me? Okay, you hear me all right? So today is July 2nd, the year 2002, and it is Tuesday morning. Hiya, George. This is the recording that you re recommended that I should make for my submission to Canada Council. Here is the way it goes. I have taken some notes. And to begin with, whether I should introduce myself, it is actually is. My name is Louis Bird. I am 68 years old. I was born between Fort Severn and Winnisk in March 4, 1934. And I am the third child of Mr. and Mrs. Michael Beneses, Scholastic Beneses. So I am the third child, and there were four others. There were seven of us. So, quick introduction. What I want to do now is to try to make a paper, which I am going to submit to Canada Council, which I receive a grant from them for the period of August 19, you know, to year 2001 to December 2002. Since that we are not up to that point yet, I am still going to submit this a bit earlier. There are a few things here that I wanted to mention. Before I begin, there are words that I am going to use in this paper, and I want to call them. These words are will be frequently used. One of them is midday win. That means in translation, in short word, shamanism, and in proper translation, it means the First Nation of Muskegos belief and practices. That was before European time, and that is the word. The other one will be Mitteu. Mitteu is shaman. Shaman, you want to call it? Fine. And the word legends are the stories made long time before the European came. They existed at least 5,000 years before that, even before that. But we could be certain to say there existed at least 500 years before the European came into North America. And in that period is where the question asks for this paper. This project, when it was created for submission, for the re requesting for grant, the paper has it is to ask one question to the present elders in the James Bay Lowland. That is to ask, was the shamanism a First Nation church? Or was Mitewiwin a church of the Umuskiguk? That's a very simple question. And this is the paper. And a few words that I mentioned, it will talks mostly about Mitewiwin. It's a First Nations spiritual belief and practices that exist there before the European came.